We've got on the phone Congressman Randy Nagenbauer, swinging through the district today. Where in the world are you in District 19?
Well, I'm starting off this morning in Abilene, Texas. And Laura, I am struggling with my voice this morning. Also, I've had a major allergy attack the last couple of days. And
something in the air.
It's all those trees back in Washington. You know, I don't have that problem when I'm back in West Texas, but all of the trees are blooming, and I guess the pollen is abound. But anyway, so you hear me choking or coughing, that's because I'm having a little attack this morning.
I'm right there with you. And I've been seeing pictures of the cherry blossoms. They were so pretty this year.
They were. It was pretty short. They came late, and then they had some colder weather. And they're always very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Congressman, you have a couple of transportation events that are going on this week. Tell us about that. This is highlighting the importance of ports to planes.
Absolutely. First, on Wednesday, the Chamber of Commerce is going to be honoring Fred Underwood, who is our own, you know, TxDOT commissioner. That commission used to be smaller, only a three-person commission. It was expanded so that the commission could comprise of a more diverse representation around the state. And we're very fortunate to have Fred Underwood representing us there. Fred's done a great job, and it's important to have that input in those transportation decisions that are made in Austin. Then on Friday, I'm going to be down in Big Spring, and of course, many people are aware of the Ports to Plains Corridor, which was an idea that originated out of Lubbock, and now incorporates a number of cities all the way from Mexico to Canada. And it's a major north-south corridor. And it's we've already reaped a lot of benefits, and we've already made a lot of improvements. But this reliever route that will go around Big Spring will allow truck traffic moving goods and services go instead of going through Big Spring, go around it. So there'll be a major event down there on Friday. And Tom, I think the reason this is important is because transportation is an important part of the infrastructure for our economy. And we're having discussions at the federal level right now on how we're underfunding transportation now. How do we fund it in the future? States are having those very same conversations. And we're going to need to come to some conclusion here because transportation takes a little while to no pun intended, to get on the ground. Some of these projects, have been on the drawing board for a long time, but just been funded.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were working on the freeway of the future here in Lubbock since the 1980s. It took 30 years to get Marcia Sharp happening, you know, and functional.
Absolutely.
And we're already now. Go ahead.
In the loop around Lubbock, I mean, that was a project that was talked for a long, long time. And you're right, that east-west freeway was discussed since I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about another loop around Lubbock.
And those are important projects, and they're important because if you look at what kind of impact that those two projects that we've just talked about, the loop and the Marcia Sharp Railway, the influence that they've had on our community is substantial.
Yeah. Congressman, we'll be back still to come. We're going to be talking about the Congressional Art Contest deadline right around the corner. It's 7:43. Randy Nagenbauer, our congressman, is on the line. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tom. Good to be on with you and Laura this morning.
One thing that kind of concerns me and has concerned me for a long time is our level of defense and what we're actually doing in cutting defense. Just recently, Putin has been talking about his dreams and vision of rebuilding the Soviet Union. And all of this stuff silently kind of moving through Ukraine. And having these anti-American and pro-Russian demonstrations, are a lot of these things cooked up? I'm thinking they are.
Well, I think he's behind cooking those up because, I think he's expressed himself. I mean, he would like to see the former Soviet Union return. That land, that all of that real estate was divided up when the Cold War was ended, and Russia ended up a smaller, less powerful entity. And so I think, that's part of the discussion we ought to be having right now. I think a lot of times we talk about, the Chinese and the North Koreans and Iran, but I've always felt like that Russia was always a continued threat out there just because of the leadership of Mr. Putin. So as we're having those discussions right now, as we do the spending bills for Congress, I think one of the things we're going to have is a real serious discussion about what does our military look like and need to be like for the future, you know, to maintain the U.S. superpower status.
Yeah, that is real questionable, and I know that Mr. Putin wants to be considered a superpower. Right now, he's, you know, just proliferated in, I guess, Eastern Europe. But some of the other countries that are really spending big bucks on defense, China and who else?
Well, with China, and as far as the percentage of GDP, China, to a certain degree, North Korea. But, you know, the problem is, for example, the NATO nations, which is groups that we affiliate ourselves with, have all reduced their spending. If we look at France and Great Britain and some of those other countries over there in Western Europe, they've all reduced their spending as a portion of GDP. And I have concerns about that because I think what they're doing is, well, we'll let the U.S. do it. And, you know, as we're shrinking our spending, what does that leave? What kind of power does that leave for NATO?
Yeah, that's a huge concern. I have always been my entire life pro-defense. You know, I just don't think that you can, if you're not in this day and age, more than ever, if you don't have the power to wield, then you can't maintain even your own sovereignty. And, you know, cutting and even look at the space program. I mean, we can't even get to outer space without some help now.
I think you make a good point, and you know, one of the reasons that the founders really weren't all that excited about, you know, forming a new form of government after they just, you know, liberated themselves from Great Britain. But the reason that they did is that they felt like there was a need to unite for a common defense. And so defense was the number one reason that the founders, you know, decided that we needed to unite these colonies, these states. And so it should be one of our top priorities because, you know, liberty and freedom, as you just said, Tom, it's defended every day.
I just, I don't know how to impart that message to people on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, I know that people want to spend money in other places, but my thinking is, if we don't spend money on our defense and we can't undisputably defend ourselves, then we're walking in and just laying down on the railroad tracks. It's 7:51. We'll be back with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Randy Neugebauer, our congressman, is on the line with us this morning. Welcome back to the program, Randy.
Thank you very much. Good to be back on.
Okay, Laura was bringing up the deadline for the
Congressional Art Contest. Is that coming up soon?
It is, Laura, and thanks for bringing that up. You know, we have a contest for the high school students in the district, and they can present their original art. And the winner of that art contest, their art will be hung in the United States Capitol. And I think we've talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but the deadline is this Friday, April 25th. So if you've got a high school student that's an aspiring artist or a grandchild that is, or you've got a friend, have them go to my website at randy.house.gov, and there's instructions there on how to submit that information, or you can call our office at 888-763-1611. Again, that website is randy.house.gov. And so look forward to always every year of doing that. The winner gets to trip to Washington to see their art being hung in the Capitol.
That would be a great honor.
Now, is that like an all-expense-paid trip kind of a thing, or what?
You know, there's a sponsor for that, and I'm not sure the details, but if you call our office, they'd be able to give you a...
Probably free, yeah. Probably no at no cost to the artiste.
I think that's correct, and sometimes they bring a sponsor with them or something like that, but I think Southwest Airlines in the past has helped participate in that program. So anyway, so really, and I'll tell you, it's so impressive when you see the artwork that some of these high school students are turning out. I mean, it just will blow your mind.
It is mind-blowing. We've got some fantastically talented people. Is that a word? Fantastically talented?
Works for me.
They have fantastic talents.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in fact, on Wednesday, I'm going to go meet Laura Johnston at Roscoe Wilson. She's a kindergartner, and she entered a contest in, I think, Lubbock, and I selected her art to hang in my office in Lubbock. And so it was a very interesting piece, and so I'm going to go see little Laura Johnston on Wednesday at Roscoe Wilson Kindergarten.
Is that one of those things where you step back and you put your thumb kind of out in front of your face and turn it sideways and vertical, sideways, vertical, and you go, oh, I see Randy. Abstract art.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you, it's amazing the young people that to get involved in art. And that's the place to start when you're young.
Yeah.
I can't even, drawing is not one of my expertises.
Yeah, mine either.
Yeah.
I couldn't draw a straight line without a ruler.
I hear you.
Probably can't draw a straight line with one either.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, but I can do it. Hey, I hope you get a handle on those allergies this week and start feeling better.
Thank you, and y'all have a great week.
Hey, fantastic, man. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.